You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I love the guy. I don't think he's gotten an award yet, just doing the job as an award. Suyash Mehta is the only NBA official from an Indian descent. His mom and dad immigrated from India to Baltimore, Maryland. His dad's a physician. He promised he'd be a physician. And that's quite a story of why he chose a career in the most hated job in the world, right? Being a referee. All you do is get yelled at. Not exactly true, but a lot of the time it is. They're incredibly good at what they do. It's a pretty amazing guy. I had no idea that for a night game, an official and the players, that for that matter, their day starts at the arena at 10 in the morning. That's what they do. They start, they hash out things. The referees meet with the players. They want to know what the vibe is. They want to know what their beefs are. And then they meet with each other, and then they have lunch and relax, and they actually have a cardio workout, which somehow gets them ready for the 3 hour running up and down the court. It's quite a job, you know, but he's up for it. He's very excited. He was all set to go to medical school. He said, you know what, if I miss this referee opportunity, it's incredibly select. He was one of 10 out of starting out with 100 entrants. And these guys were coaching college basketball already. So it's pretty neat. I think one of the most amazing things about the whole story, though, is the fact that his family's proud of him. You know, and he said, you're coming from a culture where sports is basically like a foreign language. They had tutors. His parents hired tutors for their kids to learn piano, right? So, you know, and his mom did let him go and play basketball, and that's how he got to love basketball and started officiating in college. So it's really a pretty cool story, but when your parents are proud of you, can't beat that, right?
Amen.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
Well, today is a big anniversary. It was in 1944, Operation Overlord landed 400,000 Allied American, British, and Canadian troops on the beaches of Normandy in German-occupied France. Dwight Eisenhower was the Overlord commander, and he was quite emotional about what was about to happen. And it was like, okay, this is it. If we're going to stop this reign of evil, it's going to happen right here. It was absolutely incredible. I want you to hear from somebody that was there. Just take not even a minute. And I will tell you this. I think sometimes we, like this music, you know, it's pretty. We over-glamorize what has happened and stuff, right? John Rayan is his name, and I want him just to explain a little bit about what it was like so you get a little bit of a flavor.
When we got to the beach, it was just plain out and out hell. The noise was bordered on unbearable. The fires that were occurring, human flesh, blood, oil, unburned explosives, vehicles, rubber, canvas. Oh, it was, the smells were terrible too.
Thank you.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show here on a Tuesday, June 6th. Got something special for you. Well, actually, right now, you know, I was thinking about the different parents involved, the kids involved in all this. You know, being a parent, your biggest fear is something happening to one of your kids. Or even a grandparent, right? You're one of your grandkids. That's the thing. You'd do anything for them. Well, not long ago, a toddler, 3 to 4 years old, fell into a well, and the rescuers cannot get to him because the pipe is about 13 to 14 inches in diameter. How would you like it if your 14-year-old child, son, said, I'll go down. I'll be lowered by my feet into that 14-inch pipe to rescue that child. Think of the thoughts going through your mind. Also, the thoughts of the toddler's parents father was on the scene there. So he did it. 14-year-old neighborhood boy volunteers to go down that well, lowered by his feet, head first, right into the dark to help out. And he did it. He got a hold of the toddler, pulled him right back out. Everybody was fine. Gets him, brings him up, saved. 14-year-old bona fide hero, man. Wow. Think about it. That's one of my toughest things to think about is enclosures, right? The toddler's father is going nuts, just beside himself with joy. I think much like you and I will be when we get to heaven, about a second after we get to heaven. Amen. That kind of joy. Yeah.
Amen.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
So today is a very special day. It is the 79th anniversary of one of the most incredible human endeavors ever. I'm not talking about going to the moon. I think it probably surpasses that in terms of bravery, coordination, divine intervention. They were supposed to go the day before, but they didn't because of a little weather station up in Ireland, I think. It's an incredible story. But it didn't make it any less rough. And Irving Locker was there. Thankfully, over the last several years, there's been quite an effort to get a hold of survivors that were there. And they want to know their experiences, you know. And you live with somebody like my dad, who would never say anything in his whole entire life. Never talked about that experience at all. But yet, in recording survivors, we do know that it is still with them. It's very evident. It's still with them. And so I just wanted to give you a little piece and to salute, you know, the men and women. I mean, my mom's brothers went. They were, my Uncle Wilbur was walking across, marching across France with Patton, I think. But he was, it took a while. It takes a while. I mean, you never get over it. But I want you to hear from Irving Locker. He landed on Utah Beach on this day 79 years ago.
The impulse and the duty carried you right through because you were trying to save your life. And to save your life, you had to get the hell off that beach. The long life that we thought we'd have or figured on having could have been shortened. And everybody was just scared. And it's a treacherous feeling when they're shooting at you. And you're in a boat, and you got to get off the boat and jump into the water and head for that beach.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the sound of life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show on this Tuesday. Boy, this is really something. It really touched off a firestorm because it is already, and that's when to give your kids a phone. Now, I must say, aren't there phones that you can give that basically all they do is make phone calls now? You know, we're all running around with little computers that do hardly anything but make a phone call. That's one of the issues, I believe. But there's a very famous video footage of a bus driver. I guess it was zeroed in right on the bus driver to keep up with what's going on. And you can see the door there. But bus driver just had a medical event. Something had he passed out. And it took only a couple of seconds for this young man sitting, I think, over halfway back in the bus to rush to the front, grab the wheel, turn it back on the road, and hit the brakes, right? And then he said somebody called 911. And people are going, you know why? There was only one kid who came to the front and noticed, because there was only one kid on that bus who wasn't looking at their phone. That's what happened. Exactly what happened. Somebody said, well, how would you call 911 if nobody had a phone? I'm sure the bus driver had a phone. So, and you should know that any phone you pick up, you can call 911. It's okay. Any of them. It'll go through. Okay. So the big thing is, at what age do you get your kids a phone? But like I said, it depends on what kind of phone it is. But there's actually a hashtag, a group, hashtag kids and phones. And they say it's a guide, a free guide. Hashtag kids and phones. Google it. They'll walk you through so many things to consider. It's from compelling research, lots of tips, lots of love. And I'll see if I can find a way to post it. I'm sure I will, right? My tech savvy, because of all my phone time, all my screen time, I'll post it on the Sound of Life Facebook page.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
It is.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. Thought I'd put a little smile on your face. Warning, this satire may cause you to spit out your coffee. However, it is probably the truest satire regarding a man's memory that anybody's ever conceived. And might have actually happened. Who knows? It happens to do with a conversation between a husband and a police officer. The husband says, "My wife is missing. She went shopping yesterday and has not come home." Age? I'm not sure. Around 40? We don't do birthdays. Height? I'm not sure. A little over 5 feet tall? Weight? Don't know. Not slim, not fat, you know. Color of eyes? Sort of brown, I think. Color of hair? Ooh, that changes a couple of times a year. Maybe dark. Brown now. I can't remember. What was she wearing? Could have been pants or maybe a skirt or shorts. I don't exactly know. Women are rolling their eyes right. The officer continues, "What kind of car did she go in?" "Well, she went on my motorcycle." "Oh, what kind of motorcycle was it?" "Oh, that was a 2018 Harley Davidson Road Glide Twisted Cherry 14-inch Abe's Stage 2 kit, Vance and Hines fishtail pipe, Glockworks windshield, JP Cycles footboards, highway pegs and crash bars." At this point, the husband started choking up. The police officer's like, "Take it easy, sir. We'll find your motorcycle."
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.